So, questions? You have questions? You used to come every week and ask questions. I've been gone for 2 months and no questions.
I have, but in my computer.
That's not Shanti. Just getting still underwater. Who had, anybody has questions? Yeah. Can you pass it there? I can't find my stand. I dropped this in.
The question on Rasa Tattva.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Like Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in a comment, he says that it's five categories. I don't remember maybe exactly Sanskrit. The Bhavya, Bhavaka, Pragya, Agya, and Gramya. One who can relish rasa, and Pragya, who can understand rasa. Then one who makes mistake, and one who has no idea. And it's also, Jiva Goswami says in Prabhupada and Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says similar way that one can understand, he can't really realize it, but he can understand to the extent his attraction to specific rasa according that what he's reading and what nourishes his inclination and what doesn't.
What's
nourish
the question?
What one should consciously cultivate it.
Excuse me, what?
One should consciously cultivate.
Who's the one? What's the one doing?
The cultivate this specific inclination to rasa, say, for Madhurya rasa. It's not just chant Hare Krishna and then everything will be automatic.
Okay, so I think the question, whether you're alluding to different stages of development and adhikara for relishing rasa, that's what you were just alluding to, but then your actual question is for how does one begin or develop the interest or appreciation for the rasa-filled exchanges of Radha and Krishna, specifically in Madhurya Rati and Vrindavan. I think that's your question. Yeah. Well, first of all, the desire to want to do that means that one has rag, one has greed. And Vishwanath in Raghavardhaman Chandrika, he defines greed. He said greed is a compelling drive, a forceful urge, a yearning that doesn't quit, that doesn't stop, a wanting, a relentless wanting. You continually, I want this, I want this, I like this. This is very, I'm very attracted to this. I want this more and more and more. This is rag. But if it comes and goes, like someone hears a nice lecture with all kinds of beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna and gopis, and then they feel attracted. Oh, this is very nice. I like this rasa katha. I'm attracted to this. It's very satisfying. And then they go away from that katha. And a few weeks go by, then they just get absorbed in their life and kind of forget about it. That person is not a ragunagiya. He doesn't have rag. So if rag awakens, a genuine rag means greed, attachment, greed and attachment for these subjects, the loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan and Gopi Bhav, for example, Radha and Krishna and Gopi Sakhi Mantris, then Krishna in the heart, what to speak of his own intelligence and curiosity, will direct him to the proper sadhus and to the proper shastra to nourish and cultivate and develop his budding interest and taste for rasa tattva. I mean, there's rasa vichar, there's tattva vichar and rasa vichar. So rasa is built on the foundation of tattva. But the rasa itself is the actual exchange, the loving exchanges of moods and feelings. That can only be tasted, rasa swadana, at the level of bhava. So we have to come to the level of bhava. And before that, it's just incremental experiences. It begins with attraction, curious attraction, slight interest. It sounds nice. I'm curious. I'm attracted. Let me read more. I read more. I feel my heart is melting. So alongside of our purification of our mind and heart, which is indicative of our elevation on the bhakti scale, there's an ever-increasing thirst for ras. We want more and more and more. At the level of anarthanivrti, we have some taste. Then a level of nishtha, we have more taste, then more taste. Appreciation and taste increases incrementally. It's as we develop purity of our mind and bhakti, and we have this actual greed. We may have a very pure mind, and we're very developed in purity. We don't have greed. We don't have rag, because it's given. Everywhere it says in the whole end of the whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, verse 309, discussion of sadhana bhakti, the last part of the sadhana bhakti chapter discusses raganuga bhakti. In the last verse he says, I've told you all these things, how to get greed. Actually, greed for rag or raganuga bhakti only comes Krishna karunya or bhakta karunya. Only by the mercy of Guru or Krishna one gets the greed to practice raganuga bhakti. Although you're chanting so much and distributing so many books or studying and reading, giving so many classes, and you're very, very pure and very, very sattvic, very, very clean mind, still you have no rag and no interest in these. You just want to preach or sell books. You have no interest in Braj Tattva and gopis and love. That's why it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vaidhi sadhana leads to Vaikuntha. Because unless that mercy comes and one takes up rag mark, how can he go to Goloka Vrindavan and serve in Kunja Leela, Jayarada Madhava Kunja Vihari, Kunja Vihari Seva, and Mother Above? It's by the mercy. So many bhaktas, they come on the bhakti mark, and they're very pure and they're very advanced, and they go to the level of bhava and prem. And they're awarded prem, they go to Vaikuntha prem, they go there. Aishwarya Mahi prem. So it's very rare. So when one gets the greed, and then he will, I should read this book and that book. And then he'll ask Guru, the Guru will tell him, okay, read this book. I measure and see that your greed is genuine, and I observe that. So now you read this book and that book. And then they'll be guided. And as you read more, these books are full of ras. These are ras. Practically speaking, I heard one lecture where the teacher, Pracharak was saying that all of our books, even the Sandarbhas, are rasa shastras. All the Goswami books, even what we call tattva, books of tattva and philosophy, are actually rasa shastras. For example, I believe it's one of the Sandarbhas, I think it's Krishna Sandarbha. In there, Jiva Goswami, he makes a principle. He says, Krishna, the Krishna Vrindavan, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, he is the Swayam Bhagavan. He's the original form of Godhead, and all the other expansions come from him. And then he cites a verse from the Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Verse 28. Ete Chamsha Kalapamsa, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, Indrari Vyakulam Male, Ridhyanti Yuge Yuge. It says that Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. And before they listed all these avatars. So he says, so then Vyasadeva is saying, so Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan. So Jiva Goswami took out this verse and he says, see, this verse, and he wrote this point, this verse is the Paribhasa Sutra, Paribhasa Sutra for the entire Bhagavatam. Paribhasa means the sutra means this shloka is the essence of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. And everything has to be governed by this shloka. So this shloka is establishing that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. So therefore, all the whole Bhagavatam, every shloka in the Bhagavatam is to prove and show that Krishna is the source of Vishnu and Krishna is the Supreme Bhagavan. Then he wrote a whole Sandarbha quoting all these different verses from Bhagavatam to prove how Krishna is supreme. And he said, this is the verse, and we accept, we means the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we accept this as the Paribhasa Sutra. Okay? So now how is this Krishna Sandarbha? I think it's Krishna Sandarbha, all about 1328, all the supporting verses. How is this Rasa Shastra? Because this particular, this is his Rasik Vichar, his view, because he's Vilas Manjari, Jiva Goswami. He's at Gaudiya. He's in Madhurya Bhav. Krishna's our upasya. Krishna's our goal. And he's our Rajabuddhi Upasanam. He's our goal. So he neglects all the other statements of Bhagavatam, because actually, if you read the entire Bhagavatam, now you find that this is our Gaudiya view, that Krishna is supreme. But actually, throughout the Bhagavatam, from the first canto all the way to the 12th, it says that Narayan is supreme, Vishnu is supreme, and then Krishna comes from him. The entirety of the Bhagavatam is basically saying this, that Vishnu is the source of all the avatars and Leela avatars, etc. And Krishna and Balaram are part of the Leela avatars. The Das Avatar Stotra mentions Balaram, and then Krishna is included there. And Kalki and like this. So this is, the Madhvas and others, they say, what is this, Because, they want to go to Vaikuntha. Their goal is Vaikuntha. They say, the Bhagavatam is, the Madhvas, because there's a big discussion, you must be knowing, Madhvas and Gaudiyas on the net. So they show all these things, and then when they present it to some of our Gaudiya scholars, actually they're right. they're right that the Bhagavatam is saying Narayan is supreme and Krishna is coming from him. But it's, we're Gaudiyas. We love Krishna. So we're presenting it. This is our subjective view, and this is our rasa vichar. So even the tattva of Krishna's ontological position as Bhagavan, we're saying that he's the source of Narayan. Another verse in question is in the first canto, Vedanti tat tattva vidas yad taj gyanam advayam brahmati paramatmati bhagavan dishabhyate. You probably know the English of this verse. Vedanti tat tattva vidas. Those Vedantas, the knowers of the truth, Vedanti tat tattva vidas, that know the truth, they say that the absolute truth can be realized in three phases. Brahmati, paramatmati, bhagavanati, as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So the verse, the Bhagavatam says, like this, the actual verse says, Shukadev says, that the absolute truth, because Advaya Gyan, the whole verse is Advaya Gyan, that verse, Vedanti Tat Tat Vigas, Advaya Gyan, says Advaya, the Advaya, the non-dual absolute truth is that God can be realized in three forms, as Bhagavan, as Paramatma, as Brahman. And they're all equal. Now, if you look at the Gaudiya commentaries, you say, no, the highest level of realization is Bhagavan realization. Have you ever heard that? We preach that. We believe that. And we follow that. No. The Bhagavan realization is the highest. So this is our rasa vichar. This is our consideration of ras. Because by ras, in rasa vichar, Krishna is much higher than Narayan, higher than Ram and everyone. By Rasavichara, but by Tattvavichara they're one. They're Vishnu Tattva. Rama is Vishnu. Narayan is Vishnu. Nrsingha is Vishnu. Krishna is Vishnu. One in Tattva. Tattvavichara one, Rasavichara different. So we establish, around because of our Rasavichara, we establish our Tattva. And this is what the Madhvas criticize. So even when you're discussing Tattva for the Gaudiyas, what's considered our Tattva Shastras, like the Sandarvas, they're also Rasa Shastras. So therefore, my teacher told me that all the Gaudiya Shastras are Rasa Vichara. Even Brihad Bhagavatamrita, all of them are Rasa Vichara. There's so much Tattva, but basically the Rasa Tattva. So these are very amazing and deep things. It's because the reality is subjective. The whole spiritual world is subjective. Chandravali thinks she's the best. That's her subjective view. I mean, it's me. And Radharani says, you're nothing. I am the best. And then the boys, the boys think, you're not a big man. I'm a big man. I'm Subal. I'm strong. I beat you so many times wrestling. Oh, you're the Krishna Lal, Nanda Lal. You can't wrestle. I threw you out of the tree so many times. You said, uncle, uncle, so many times. I pulled your arm back. Subal. Okay, Rasgullas, rubbery, anything. So that's his Bhav, that's his Ras. This is the beauty. Especially now, there's so much fire against the Gaudiya Sampradaya from the Madhvas, whom were quote unquote part of Madhva Sampradaya. They have a different goal. They have a different sadhana. As I said earlier, only you're a Brahmin, you can be a Madhva. Is that our philosophy in Gaudiya? No. I don't think so. Are you a Brahmin? No. And how we became Gaudiya is Kripa, Mahavaru's Kripa. They don't accept Mahavaru's God. This is a Bengali saint. This is the Madhva Sampradaya. They don't, Radharani's an apsara. She's not the source of Lakshmi. We say that all the Lakshmis expand from Radharani. That's our view. Sarva Lakshmi Mai Radha. We say it. Bhaktivinoda writes a bhajan. From Radharani expands all the other Sakis, and from the Sakis expand the queens of Dwarka, and the queens of Dwarka expand in the Devis, and the Devis expand. Like he describes a bhajan like that. But ultimately, so this is we cherish our philosophy. These are our sacred words of our Mahajans, and we follow them, and we have faith there. And I mean, what's our choice if we decide we want to leave the Gaudiyas and go to the Madhvas? I hear many people sometimes in Russia. Many people are going to the Madhva Sampradaya. I can't understand how that's possible, since you have to be a Brahmin to be initiated there. It must be some kind of neo. You know, just like a lot of Gaudiyas, the general mass of Gaudiyas, they consider ISKCON Gaudiya Math to be like neo Gaudiya, like a little new twist type, new version. So maybe there's neo Madhvas, kind of a new version. Well, no, you don't have to be a Brahmin. You can be a Russian, but you can be a Madhva. You know, just follow the philosophy. And next life you'll be, you know, if you're sincere, next life you'll be born a Brahmin. That's a big jump. From a Russian Shudra to a South Indian Brahmin in one lifetime. That's a big quantitative jump of karma. But even the Vedas and Puranas, they generally say if someone is a Varnashram, a very expert Varnashram, Dharmi. He's following very expertly all the rules and religious and dharmic principles of a Vaishya. Then in the next life he's born as a good Vaishya, a better Vaishya, a rich Vaishya, a beautiful Vaishya, a handsome Vaishya, a religious and charitable. Then finally, after so many wonderful births, as an ever incremental, better and better quality Vaishya, then he's born as a baby Kshatriya, a beginning Kshatriya. He has a little kingdom with 20 people, and he doesn't have much money, he has two queens. And then he's a very good king. Then next life he has a bigger kingdom with 100 people and 5 queens. And finally gets really big and really religious and really charitable. And then that Kshatriya, you know, he's very religious and just fully absorbed in religion. And then next life he's born as a little Brahmin, Panda at Radhakund, you know, getting 10 rupees and, you know, selling, giving some flowers, getting 5 rupees. And then gradually works his way up. Bhagavad Saptaha, you know, 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs. Then finally, this is the evolution of the jiva, which was described throughout the Puranas. That's why Lord Chaitanya came, to give what's never been given before. Narpita charim charat karanaya vatirna kalo sabhakti shriyam. Charat, after a long time, charat, same in Hindi, charat. After a long time, a day of Brahma, 310 billion years, he's coming to give up instant nirvana, spiritual bliss, just chant Hare Krishna and take prasad. It's a fact. It's blissful, no doubt. As Prabhupada would say, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kevala Ananda Kanda. This process is simply, Kanda means process. This process is simply blissful. Okay, we're Shudras, we're Malechas, Yavanas, call me whatever you want to call me. I'm bad, I'm a demon, yeah, I'm everything. But you know, there's one good thing about me. I have a guru and I chant Hare Krishna. What about, you think that's good? Yeah. But I don't know, your guru's no good, you know, this, that. No, my guru's good. Okay, your guru's good. I shouldn't have said that, excuse me. And what about Krishna? Yeah, the holy name, that maybe something, you know, I don't know. Like when Prabhupada's disciples came to India, and they would meet all these Brahmins in Bengal, and Achyutananda and those devotees, Yashodananda and Achyutananda, and they learned some Bengali and Hindi. And they would preach and do programs, and even speak Hindi and Bengali sometimes. And then afterwards they meet Mukherjee and Banerjee and Sharmaji and Upadhyaya and various Brahmins. And they would say, oh, very good lecture, my boy. If, you know, maybe next life, if Krishna's kind, maybe you'll be born in a Brahmin family. Maybe you'll be born in a Brahmin family. And Prabhupada heard that, because Achyutananda told him. And Prabhupada said, if you meet them again by chance, or the next one you meet, tell them if they're a very fortunate Brahmin, and they do a lot of puja and yajna, the next life they'll be born in this kind. So they can go out to the Moscow airport and sell Bhagavad Gitas. You know? Or go to Siberia in a winter. Go to Siberia in a winter and sell Bhagavatams. All expense paid vacation in Siberia for 2 months, selling Bhagavatams, December, January. All right, let's go.